मीठे से वसन में। Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada Today, Bap Dada is seeing all his special children from everywhere who have elevated self-respect. Bap Dada is seeing all his special children from everywhere who have elevated self-respect. The self-respect of every child. Is so special. The self-respect of every child is so special that no other soul in the world. The self-respect of every child is so special that no other soul in the world has that. For the souls of the world, all of you are ancestors and worthy of worship too. For the souls of the world, all of you are ancestors. In Hindi, ancestor means purvaj, and worthy of worship. Worthy of worship in Hindi is pujya. So you are purvaj and pujya for the souls of the world. You are the images of support in the roots of the tree of the whole world. You are the images of support in the roots of the tree of the whole world. You are the first creation, the ancestors of the whole world. You are the first creation, the ancestors of the whole world. Bap Dada is pleased to see the speciality of every child. Vaktada is pleased to see the speciality of every child, whether it is a little child, whether it's a little child or they are old mothers or householders. Each one has their individual speciality. Each one has their individual speciality. Nowadays, no matter how great scientists are, and according to the world, they may be very special. They may be very special as they have conquered matter, they have reached the moon, But they have not been able to recognize such a tiny soul, the form of light. So they have conquered matter, they have reached the moon, they may be very special, but they have not been able to recognize such a tiny soul, the form of light. Whereas here, even a small child, knows I am a soul. Here, even a small child knows I am a soul. And he knows the point of light. He says with intoxication, I am a soul. However great the Mahatmas may be, but here there are the Brahmin mothers. Who speak with spiritual intoxication. That we have attained God. So however great the Mahatmas may be, but here there are the Brahmin mothers who speak with great intoxication. We have attained God. You have attained Him, have you not? And what do the Mahatmas say? They say, to attain God is very difficult, to attain God. Here even the old mothers, you know, the uneducated mothers, they will say, we have attained God. There even the great Mahatmas, the great learned scholars, they will say, to attain God is very difficult. Householders, Here, householders issue a challenge. What challenge do they issue, the householders here? they say, all of us live together in a household. And all of us live together in a household and lead a pure life because we have the Father between us. So Baba is between the husband and wife, so we are able to lead a pure life. Because the Father is between us. That's why we are able to lead a pure life. This is why, even when the two of us are living together, we can easily remain pure. Because purity is our original religion, because purity is our original religion, so we can live together and remain pure. To adopt another religion is difficult, but to adopt one's original religion is easy. And what do people say? They say, fire and cotton wool cannot stay together. Fire and cotton wool cannot stay together. They say it is very difficult. They say it's very difficult for husband and wife to live together and lead a pure life. Whereas what do all of you say? What do all of you say? You say it is very easy. It is very easy, that's what you say. All of you had a song in the beginning. It was a song which you used to sing at the beginning. And the words of the song were, no matter how much of a businessman or a lord, etc., someone may be, but he does not know the one Alpha. So however big businessman or lord he may be, but he does not know the one Alpha. They don't know the tiny point of light, the soul. However, all of you children, have recognized it and also attained it. You have recognized it and also attained it. You say with so much faith and spiritual intoxication. You speak with so much faith and spiritual intoxication that the impossible is possible. Because they say that it is impossible for husband and wife to live together and be pure. So Baba says, you say with faith and intoxication that it is possible, the impossible is possible. Bab Dada sees each child. Bhakt Dada sees each child as a victorious jewel, as a victorious jewel, and is pleased, he sees each child as a victorious jewel and is pleased. Because you children keep the courage, because you keep children keep the courage, and the Father helps you. So your courage and the Father help. So when you children have keep courage, the Father helps you. This is why things that are impossible for the world, people think it is impossible. So this is why things that are impossible for the world, for you, they have become easy and possible. They have become easy and possible for you. You have the spiritual intoxication that you are the direct children of God. You have the spiritual intoxication that you are the direct children of God. Because of this intoxication and faith, that you are the direct children of God, because of being God's children, you are safe from Maya. So again, rhyming of the word bacche. Bacha and child, and bacha means to be safe. Because of being God's children, you are safe from Maya. To become a child, bacha, means to be easily saved. Bachina, bacha. Bacha and bacha. So bacha is child and bacha is save. So to become a child, bacha, means to be easily saved. All of you are the children and are safe from all obstacles and problems. All of you are children and are safe from all obstacles and problems. So you all know this elevated, this self-respect of yours, do you not? So all of you know this elevated self-respect of yours, do you not? Why is it easy? Because with the power of silence, you use the power of transformation. So you use the power of transformation with your power of silence. That's why it's easy. you transform the negative into positive. So you transform the negative into positive. No matter. Maya comes to you in different forms. No matter in how many different types of different forms Maya comes to you, but with the power of transformation and the power of silence. So Maya comes to you in different ways and different forms, but with the power of transformation and the power of silence, you change the problem into a form of solution. You change the reason into a solution. That is, you don't just give reasons, but you change that into a solution with your power of silence and transformation. You have this power, do you not? You also give courses of this, do you not? Of how to change negative into positive. You teach them the method to transform the negative into positive. That is, you give positive thinking courses, don't you? You have received this power of transformation as an inheritance from the Father. So you have received this power of transformation as an inheritance from the Father. It's not just one power, but you have received all the powers. It's not just one power, but you have received all the powers as your godly inheritance. As your godly inheritance. And this is why Bab Dada tells you every day you listen to the Murli, don't you? So every day Baba tells you, you listen to the Murli every day, don't you? So Bab Dada tells you every day Bab Dada tells you, remember the Father and remember the inheritance. So remember the Father, remember the inheritance. Bab Dada tells you this every day. Why do you remember the Father so easily? Or why does the remembrance of Father come to you so easily? Because when you remember the attainment of the inheritance, you easily remember the Father. Because of that attainment, it becomes easy for you to remember the Father who has given you such an attainment. So you remember the Father, the one who has given you that attainment. Each child has this spiritual intoxication, is it not? Each child has this spiritual intoxication, is it not? In your heart, you sing the song. I have attained that which I wanted to attain. I have attained that which I wanted to attain. This is a song you sing in your heart, don't you? Does this song play in your heart, in your heart naturally? Does it not? Does this song play naturally in your heart? Does it? You have this spiritual intoxication, do you not? To the extent that you maintain this spiritual intoxication, fakhur, that's the Urdu word, spiritual intoxication, fakhur. The sign of that intoxication is that you will remain free from worry. And the Hindi and the Urdu word again is, remain free from worry is befikr. Befikr. So if you are fakhur, then you are befikr. If you have spiritual intoxication, then you are free from worry. If there's any worry in your thoughts, words, relationships or connections, if there's any worry in your thoughts, words, relationships or connections, there cannot be spiritual intoxication. There cannot be spiritual intoxication or fakhur. So if you are fikr, then no fakhur. Fikr is worry. If you are fikr, then no fakhur. Bab Dada has made you into carefree emperors. Be fikr Badsha. Bab Dada has made you into carefree emperors. See? Are you carefree emperors? Are you that? Raise your hand if you say that you are carefree emperors. Yes, completely carefully, or sometimes worries come to you. Do you sometimes have some worry? Sometimes? No? It is good, yes, it is good. Since the father is carefree, what should the children worry about? Since the father is carefree, what should the children worry about? Bab Dada has already said, hand over all your worries. Bab Dada has already said, hand over all your worries or any type of burden to Bab Dada. Any worry, any burden, just hand it over to Bab Dada. So just hand it over to Bab Dada. Say, Baba, take it. You take this burden, take this worry. The father is the ocean, is he not? The father is the ocean, is he not? So all the burdens will be accommodated in that ocean. So Bab Dada is an ocean and all the burdens will be accommodated in that ocean. Sometimes Bab Dada hears one song of the children and is amused. Bab Dada sometimes hears one song of the children and is amused. Do you know which song you sing sometimes? Do you know which song you sing sometimes? They say, what to do? What can I do? How can I do? What to do? How to do? How can I do? What can I do? Sometimes you do sing this song, don't you? Bab Dada keeps hearing it. You have this song coming from you. However, Bab Dada says to all the children, oh my sweet children, Bab Dada says to all the children, oh my sweet children, oh my sweet children, my beloved children, what does Bab Dada say? Oh, my sweet children, oh, my beloved children. Set yourself on the seat of the stage of a detached observer. Set yourself on the seat of the stage of a detached observer. Set yourself on the seat of the stage of a detached observer. And watch the games whilst set on the seat. And watch the games whilst set on the seat. You will really enjoy yourselves very much. You will really enjoy yourselves very much. Or the other thing you could do, or stabilize yourself in the Trikal Darshi stage. That is, stabilize yourself in the stage of the knower of three aspects of time. Because you know whatever is happening, there is some benefit behind it. So just observe it, watch it as everything as a game, because there's definitely some benefit behind everything. It is because you come off your seat, that you become upset. So you get upset because you come off your seat. You come down from your seat. So you get upset. If you remain set, you won't get upset. If you remain set, you won't get upset. Usually, it is three things that trouble the children. It's three things that trouble the children. What are these three things which trouble the children? They harass the children. One is a mischievous mind. A mischievous mind. Chanchal man. A wandering intellect. Bhatakti buddhi. Chanchal man. Bhatakti buddhi. Mischievous mind. Wandering intellect. And third, what do you say? Old sanskars. You say all the time, what to do? My old sanskars. You say, my mind is very mischievous, naughty, my intellect is wandering, and what to do? I have these old sanskars. So these three things you always complain about. On hearing one thing of the children, Bab Dada is amused. Do you know what that is, which amuses Baba? Do you know what that is? Children say, Baba, Baba, what can I do? What to do, Baba? These are my old sanskars. They are my old sanskars. What to do, Baba? What can I do? I can't help it, they say. They are my old sanskars. So Bab Dada smiles when he hears this. Since you yourself are saying, these are my sanskars, it means that you have made them mine. And when they are mine, there's a right over them. So it means you have made them mine, and when they are mine, there's a right over them. Since you have made the old sanskars belong to you, then that which is yours will take some place, but will take some space, will they not? They will have, they will say they have a right to take some space of yours. Can Brahmin souls ever say my sanskars? Can a Brahmin soul ever say my sanskars? You have said they are mine, and so that mine has made its own space in you. You Brahmins actually cannot say they are mine. You cannot say that these old sanskars are mine. These are the sanskars of your past life before you became a Brahmin. These are the sanskars of your past life. They are the sanskars of the Shudra life and not of a Brahmin life. So they are the sanskars of a Shudra life and not of a Brahmin life. But because you have said mine, they have settled down with that right of belonging to you. They have settled with that right of belonging to you. You know the elevated sanskars of Brahmin life, do you not? You know the elevated sanskars of Brahmin life, do you not? You know it, don't you? The elevated sanskars of Brahmin life. However, these sanskars, which you call your old sanskars, these sanskars, which you call your old sanskars, they are not really old. They are not really old. The oldest of all sanskars of you elevated souls are the original and eternal sanskars. They are your old sanskars. The original and eternal sanskars. These sanskars which you say, my old sanskar, they are of copper age, which have come in the middle of the cycle. So, those sanskars which have come in the middle period, how can you call them your old sanskars? So now finish the sanskars of the middle period. With the Father's help, it's not difficult to do it. It's not difficult to finish these sanskars with the Father's help. Not difficult at all. However, what happens instead? What happens instead? According to the time, according to this time, Sangam Yuga, Confluence Age, the Father is combined with you and you do know Him to be combined. He is combined with you, you are not alone. He is combined with you, and combined means that He becomes cooperative at the time of need. He becomes cooperative every time you need Him. This is the meaning of combined. However, because of your not taking that help at that time of need, because of your not taking that help at the time of need, the sanskars of the middle period become prominent. The sanskars of the middle period, which have come from copper age, they become prominent. Now, Bhaktada wants, what does Bhaktada want? that as all of you, that as all of you are worthy of worship souls. Now this is what Bhaktada wants from us, that as you are all worthy of worship souls, so the special qualification of worthy of worship souls, the special qualification of worthy of worship souls is definitely to give blessings. This is what your special qualification is, to give blessings to all. Do all of you know that you are worthy of worship souls? Do all of you know that you are worthy of worship souls? So the children nodded. So give these blessings. Give these blessings as you are worthy of worship souls. Give blessings to all. And to give blessings means, it is understood that it also means to receive blessings. Because when you give blessings, you are also receiving blessings. It is understood. It cannot be one way. You give and you get back also. The one you give blessings to, the one you give blessings to repeatedly and automatically, the one you give blessings to repeatedly and automatically lets blessings emerge from their heart for those who give blessings. So if you give blessings, then to whom you give blessings, they will automatically give you blessings. O worthy of worship souls, it is your natural sanskar to give blessings to all. This is your natural, eternal and original sanskar of yours to give blessings to all. When your non-living images are giving blessings, you see that in non-living images the hand is a hand of blessings. So when your non-living images are giving blessings, then for you, worthy of worship souls in a living form, it should be a natural sanskar to give blessings. So as even your non-living images give blessings, so you as living in your living form as worthy of worship souls, there should be natural sanskar in you to give blessings. For this you can say my sanskar, the sanskar of giving blessings to all. This is really your sanskar. The sanskars of the middle period of the Copper Age, they have become natural now. They have become your nature. In fact, the sanskar of giving blessings is your natural nature. In fact, the sanskar of giving blessings is your natural nature. When you give blessings to someone, when you give blessing to someone, that soul becomes so happy, is it not? When you give blessings to someone, that soul becomes so happy, is it not? How happy that soul becomes when you give blessing to someone. The atmosphere of happiness, the atmosphere of happiness the atmosphere of happiness gives so much happiness. So Baba is reminding the children that whoever has done their homework, whether you have come here, you are not sitting here in front of Bap Dada, as you have done your homework of giving blessings to all, Bap Dada, but Bap Dada is seeing you in front of him, although you may not be here physically. To all of the children who have done this homework of giving blessings to all, Bap Dada congratulates such children. Congratulates such children. You have done it and are making it your natural sanskar of giving blessings to all. You have done it and you are making that your natural nature of giving blessings. So continue to do it and inspire others to do the same. Continue to do it and inspire others to do the same. And those who have done their homework a little bit only, or not done at all, so even if you have not done it, or done only a little bit of giving blessing to all, all of you should always have the awareness. All of you should always have the awareness that I am a worthy of worship soul. Remember that. Always remember, I am a worthy of worship soul. I am a worthy of worship soul. I am a special soul who is following the Father Srimad. I am a worthy of worship soul. I am a special soul who is following the Father Srimad. So repeatedly bring this awareness in your consciousness. Repeatedly bring this awareness into your consciousness. Into your consciousness and your form. So bring this awareness repeatedly into your consciousness and your form that I am a worthy of worship soul. I am a special soul who's following the Father Srimad. Because when each one of you is asked, what you are going to become, at that time all of you say, don't you, that I will become Lakshmi and Narayan. I'm going to become Lakshmi and Narayan. None of you raise your hand for becoming Ram and Sita. You always raise your hand for becoming Lakshmi and Narayan. Since you have the aim, since you have the aim of becoming 16 celestial degrees full, since you have this aim of becoming 16 celestial degrees full, then 16 celestial degrees means 16 celestial degrees means supremely worthy of worship, supremely worthy of worship. The duty of a worthy of worship soul, the duty of a worthy of worship soul is to give blessings. The duty of a worthy of worship soul is to give blessings. While walking and moving around, make this your sanskar easily and constantly. So while walking and moving along, make this your sanskar easily and constantly. So make this sanskar easily and constantly. You are worthy of worship. You are 16 celestial degrees full. This is your aim, is it not? So you are that. So now have a determined thought. So now have a determined thought. So now have a determined thought that out of love for the Father, because of love for the Father, however many storms, no matter how many storms Maya brings in front of you, because you love the Father, so no matter how many storms Maya brings in front of you, but in front of you, Master Almighty Authority Souls, in front of you, Master Almighty Authority Souls, even those storms, tufan, become a gift, tufa. So even those storms become a gift in front of you, Master Almighty Authority Souls. Remember this blessing all the time, that even if these storms of Maya may come, they may come in the form of a storm, but then they are like a gift for me. No matter how big the mountain may be, it will turn into cotton wool. The problem may be in the form of a mountain, but it will turn into cotton wool. Now, according to the closeness of time, experience the blessings at every moment. Experience the blessings at every moment. Become an authority of experience. Become an authority of experience. become the authority of experience. So Baba is giving us that experience. Whenever you want, continue to perform the exercise of becoming bodiless. Whenever you want, continue to perform the exercise of becoming bodiless. Becoming an angelic form. One moment a Brahmin, one moment an angel, one moment bodiless. So Brahmin, one moment, next moment angel, next moment bodiless. While walking and moving around, even while doing your work, physical work, walking and moving around, even while doing your work, take 1 or 2 minutes, pick out 1 or 2 minutes to practice this. To practice this, one moment Brahmin, next moment an angel, next moment bodiless. So take 1 or 2 minutes to practice this. Check whatever thought I had. Did I experience that form? Did I experience that form? Whatever I had thought. Whatever thought I had, did I experience being that form? Baba says Baba is going to give Yad Piyal first and then the meetings. all the children from everywhere. To all the children from everywhere who are always in their elevated self-respect, who are always in their elevated self-respect, to those who always experience themselves to be supremely worthy of worship and ancestors, Purvaj and Pujya, who always experience themselves to be supremely worthy of worship and ancestors, to those who always make themselves, an embodiment of experience in every subject, who always make themselves an embodiment of experience in every subject, to those who are always seated on the Father's heart throne, who are always seated on the Father's heart throne, and on the throne of the forehead. So we're always seated on the Father's heart throne and on the throne of the forehead. To those who are always stable, who are always stable in the experience of the elevated stage, who are always stable in the experience of the elevated stage, to all the children from everywhere, to all the children from everywhere, love, remembrance, and namaste. Baba has received many letters, emails, news from everywhere. But Dada has received many letters, emails, news from everywhere. So how much news Baba must be getting. So all the serviceable souls have received the fruit and power of service. Fruit is phal and power is bal. So all the serviceable souls have received the fruit and power, phal and or bal of service, and will continue to receive it. Baba has also received so many letters of love and also letters of their transformation. To those who have used the power of transformation, to them, Baba is giving a special blessing. May you be immortal, because they have used the power of transformation. So Baba gives them the blessing, may you be immortal. That is, may this transformation be constant. To the serviceable souls who have followed Srimat very well, to such server children who have followed the Father, Bhaktada is giving them the blessing. Wah, my obedient children, wah. Baba is giving them the blessing, "Wah, my obedient children, wah." And to those who have love for Baba, who have merged the Father in their heart with a lot of love, Baba is giving them the blessing. So those who have merged the Father in the heart with a lot of love, Baba is giving them the blessing. May you be extremely lovely and detached from the miracle, from the obstacles of Maya.
Baba seva ka dar, mele ki seva ka dar, Karnatak yoga.
May you be extremely lovely and detached from the blessings of Maya. And now Manivan says, this is the turn of Karnatak zone, Karnataka, to do seva. Oh, this time is Karnataka zone. It is good. All of those who have taken the chance for service are, all those who have taken this chance for service, to whom you have served, they are content, and you have made everyone content. And by doing so, by making them content, making everyone content, you have accumulated very well in your account of accumulation. The numbers from Karnataka are not small. It's large quantity, Karnataka, many Brahmins. You are a good number. You are a good number. And just as you have shown the record of doing service, that is free from obstacles by all of you working together in the same way, in the future too, Karnataka can perform many wonders. Baba Dada has the plan. You can perform many wonders. Therefore, show the splendor in a collective way. Sangathan, in a collective way. Show the splendor in a collective way. You have done well now. The whole family is happy with Karnataka. The whole family is happy with Karnataka. Bab Dada gave those from Karnataka to do something. Do you remember that? What Baba had asked you to do? Bab Dada asked you to make A quality souls emerge. You claimed a good number in service. Now make so many heirs emerge that you claim number one in this also, in emerging heirs. Okay, now double foreigners, stand up. Double foreigners, please stand. Baba, double. So that time 600 had come, now I think it's 200. Double foreigners, all double foreigners, stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. So Baba is speaking to double foreigners. Baba Dada has seen that enthusiasm for service is now also increasing in foreign lands. Baba Dada has seen that enthusiasm for service is now also increasing in foreign lands. Earlier, you used to tell Baba that it is very difficult for people abroad to become students. before you to use to tell this to Baba. Baba, it's very difficult for people abroad to become students. And what is it now? Now, is it difficult or easy? Now, is it difficult or easy to create students, to create Brahmins? Is it easy or difficult? It is easy, is it not? Bab Dada has seen that just as every year you create expansion, that you create expansion and bring souls in front of the Father. In the same way, in the future too, you will continue to bring, to do greater expansion. You will continue to reveal the Father and yourselves. It's a good group. All of you are those who have an intellect filled with faith. Ones who have godly intoxication and who fly. Do not become those who walk. Become those who fly. Because those who walk will not be able to reach the destination on time. Therefore, become those who fly. That is, become double light. Bab Dada is pleased with you. Whatever you have done up to now, it was a success. So whatever you did was successful. So who are all of you? All of you are stars of success. All of you are stars of success. It is good. It is good. It is good, very good, very good. You may sit down. Now, teachers, stand up. All the teachers, double foreigners, sit down. Now, those teachers from Bharat, so many teachers who live in centers, who run centers, who look after centers. Oh, teachers are no less. The teachers are no less. Bab Dada sees all the teachers as Guru Bhai. The meaning of Guru Bhai. Guru Bhai means equal to the Father. Equal to the Guru, so equal to the Father. So teachers specially have to perform every action the same as the Father. Teachers specially have to perform every action the same as the Father. Not that you will do it at some point in time. No, but that you definitely have to do it. Because you do it on behalf of the Father, for the Father. You do it on behalf of the Father. What the Father would do, that you are doing for the Father. Teachers are instruments of becoming equal to the Father in the corporeal form for the students. So teachers are instruments of becoming equal to the Father in the corporeal form for the students. Every action of a teacher should be visible as that of being equal to the Father in front of the students. It should emerge from everyone's lips that this one is following the Father accurately and has become equal to the Father. You have such an aim, do you not? This is your aim, is it not? Nod your head if you say yes, this is your aim. Teachers are instruments. So those who are instruments have also a responsibility on the head. Those are instruments have a responsibility on their head. So you are doing this, are you not? You are doing it, however, you have to do even more in the future. You have kept a good aim. You have kept a good aim, and the good wishes that a father has for every teacher is that you have to become equal to the father. And the good wishes that the father has for every teacher is that you have to become equal to the father. Acha, okay. This is the Murli. This is the Murli of 31st October 2007. 31-10-70 and 7. 31-10-7. 2007 October 31st date, which we listened today. 30th fills us with so many blessings. Baba also reminded us of which song we should not sing. Don't give those songs of how and why and what, but keep giving blessings to all. So we'll hear from Dadi Janaki. Please remain seated. No one should get up. We'll hear from Ratanmohini Dadi also.
Wonderful
Dadi saying.
Om Shanti. Bolo.
Say, Om Shanti. Om Shanti of ours. What happened? Everyone in the world knows what is happening in Diamond Hall. This is our Diamond Hall. How are we to live? How are we to live? And how have we to die? Yes, we have to live as well as to die. We are ready for both. To die or to live. So how we have to die or how we have to live? One Baba and I. So this thumb is fat, is thick, is big, but then this is thin, this is small, this is long.
Yeah. वारे वाह वाह वारे वाह वारे वाह बोलो
वारे वाह वारे वाह नो बाय बाय बट वाह 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 Many people have this habit of saying, why, why? No, why? Wah,
Baba,
Baba, wah, wah,
Baba.
Wah, Baba, sweet children, wah.
Baba ke bachche hai
na. Your Baba's children and you. You have received so much happiness from Baba by becoming his children. You have received so much happiness from Baba. You have received happiness, haven't you? So, I don't think there is anyone who ever thinks of giving sorrow to anyone. No, we have to give happiness to all. See how full this hall is. See how full this hall is. Nobody saying we three are small, you three are big.
सुनो मैंने कल बोला था प्रेतने का मैं बोलती नहीं हूँ प्रैक्टिकल प्रैक्टिकल क्या करने का है
So what have you to do in a practical way? Neither give sorrow nor take sorrow. Even if someone tries to give sorrow, don't take it. Let him try to give you sorrow. He's a poor thing, isn't he? Now sorrow should say, I'm going away. I will not come in front of you. All of you are Baba's sweet children who have made Baba sit on your heart throne. I remember when I went for the first time to a foreign land, someone asked me, people asked me, are you married? I said, yes. And what's your husband's name? My husband's name is Dilaram, the comforter of horse. And how many children do you have? In those days I used to say two children. Now I have three children. And they are doing very good service. And I stay in a detached stage in a totally... Radhi Ratanamoyini is sitting, the three brothers are there sitting, I am free. And now Dadi is saying, enough. Now she is telling me now, enough Dadi. Not to say more, okay. But, so when I see such a big gathering, I always say, thank you Baba. You are inviting everyone here to Madhuban. You are feeding everyone. Everyone gets good, proper food, is it not? You eat well here, don't you? Do all of you get good food, enough food? Where is Maniben? Maniben? Everyone is getting good food. And Maniben is saying, yes, everyone is very happy. You get good accommodation. You are sleeping well here. I have seen Dadi saying that everyone, my Muniben gives white shawl to everyone as gift. And Muniben, you haven't given me a shawl. When you're giving to everyone, you haven't given me a shawl yet. I've seen even Rabbi has put on a shawl. And Sir Ben is telling Dadi, Dadi say something about the Murli. And what to talk about the Murli? Baba already spoke about the essence, the whole essence of the Murli Baba gave in Yad Pyar. He's a wonderful father, isn't he?
Baba, don't get that. Amari Dadi, Gurda Dadi,
that is remembering Gujarat Dadi, she is Baba's chariot. So for me, whatever Dadi says, I have to do it. The last time Dadi Janki was saying, I want to go to Mumbai to meet Dadi Gulzar. But Dadi Gulzar said, no Dadi, I'm fine here, no need, you be there. So whatever Dadi Gulzar says, I'm happy to do it. So she said, no Dadi Gulzar, you're listening, aren't you? In Bombay too, you're listening. See in Shantivan, in this diamond hall, how beautiful this atmosphere looks, how lovely this is. So many thousands are sitting here. The whole hall is full. So Dadi is watching. Dadi is watching. So to all the children, stay happy, be happy. So I see my three children are doing very good service. What service are doing? Happiness, peace, happiness and love. They are my three children. I have three children and they are doing very good service. They tell me to remain in silence. Okay, okay. So wherever Dadi, this Hansa takes me, I go. Om Shanti, say Om Shanti, my Baba, Baba, sweet Baba. Shukriya Baba. Now there's going to be a song by Madhurvani Group. The song, the words of the song is, Baba meets the carefree emperors. We are the carefree emperors and Baba meets us.
मधुरवाणी ग्रुप बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है सभी भाई बहने बैठ के गीत सुनेगी टोली
Baba comes and meets us, the carefree emperors. Thank you. Shanti, I also take leave. Om Shanti.
करते रहना और जो मिले उसको बाप का खजाना देते जाना। ओम शांति।
और अब आदरणीय निर्भय भाई अपने मन के उद्गार, अपनी भावनाएं, प्रेरणाओं के बोल हम सभी के समक्ष रखेंगे। आदरणीय निर्भय भाई।
ओम शांति। सभी भाई बहने बोलो ओम शांति। फिर से एक बार बोले ओम शांति। अभी एक बार बोले जो दादी गुलजार भी वहां सुने ओम शांति। दादी गुलजार के लिए हम कितने आभारी हैं। मैं तो यही देख रहा था, भले ये इतने वर्ष पहले का वीडियो है जो आज देखा, लेकिन सभी बहनों से पूछता हूं, भाइयों से पूछता हूं, आपको ऐसे नहीं लगा कि आप बाप दादा से अभी मिल रहे हैं? ऐसा लगा ना, तो खुशी से ताली बजाओ। विशेष रूप से हमारी गुलजार दादी जी और उनके साथ नीलू बहन और नेहा बहन सभी बॉम्बे में देख भी रहे हैं, सुन भी रहे हैं। ये जरूर है कि सभी दादी को मिस कर रहे हैं, लेकिन दादी जी बॉम्बे में होते हुए भी उनका मन मधुबन में रहता है। कोई मधुबन से मिलने जाते हैं तो बड़े प्यार से दृष्टि द्वारा भी मिलती है, समाचार भी सुनती है और थोड़ा थोड़ा वरदानी बोल भी बोलती है। स्वास्थ्य में सुधार हो रहा है। जब डॉक्टर्स सहज लेकर के उनको यहां आएंगे तो आप सबको आमंत्रित करेंगे कि आप भी उस समय यहां आ जाएं। बाकी कर्नाटक जोन विशेष और आपके साथ में जो भी भाई बहने अन्य जोन से आए हैं, नेपाल से आए हैं, कुछ और जगह से आए हैं, कितने भाग्यशाली हैं सभी। अगर आज की मुरली को एक एक शब्द को ध्यान से सुना होगा और उसको फील किया होगा तो आपको सचमुच, मैं तो कहता हूं आपको रात को नींद भी नहीं आएगी, सारी रात मन नाचता रहेगा खुशी। देश विदेश के भाई बहने ये मुरली सुनकर और दादी जी को फिर से इतने स्वस्थ देखकर सभी का मन खुश हो जाता है और सब रिफ्रेश हो जाते हैं। आप सोचिए ये जो टेलीकास्ट है जो यहां से सब तरफ पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल के द्वारा भी व अन्य चैनल्स के द्वारा भी सारे विश्व में बाबा का दर्शन भी कर रहे हैं और दर्शन करके मन प्रसन्न हो रहा है सबका, और साथ में जो अच्छे से अच्छी मिठाई कहें, ज्ञान के ऐसे महावाक्य, इतनी गहराई से बाबा इतना सरल भाषा से हम बच्चों को समझाकर کیا سے کیا بنا دیتے ہیں، کیا بنا رہے ہیں اور کیا چاہتے ہیں. بابا کی آج کی مرلی کے انوسار تو آپ نے دیکھا، بابا تو چاہتے ہیں جو کل کرنا سو آج کر، آج کرنا سو اب. سمے کی بھی تھوڑی وارننگ دی انہوں نے، کسی نے دھیان سے سنا نہیں سنا، لیکن سمے کم ہوتا جا رہا ہے اور پریکٹیکل دیکھ رہے ہیں. اس لیے اپنے سمے کو بھی امولیہ سمجھ کر کے ایک ایک سیکنڈ کی ویلیو ہم رکھیں. سو انتی اور وشو سیوا کو جیسے بابا چاہتے ہیں ہم اس کو آگے بڑھاتے جائیں. تھوڑے دنوں میں سارے وشو پر ابھی جھنڈا تو لہرا رہا ہے چاروں طرف، پر ہمارے کرونا بھائی اٹھ کے چلے گئے ہیں، وہ کہتے ہیں سب برہما کماری کو تو سب جاننا شروع کر دیا، برہما بابا کو پہچانتے نہیں ہیں. تو برہما بابا کو بھی پہچانے، شیو بابا کو بھی پہچانے اور اپنے بھوشیہ کے بھاگے کو بھی جانے اور اس کو پراپت کرنے کا پرشارتھ کریں، اس کے لیے یہ جو اویکت مرلیاں ہم لوگ ہر ٹرن میں سن رہے ہیں، یہ بہت بہت ہمیں امنگ دیتی ہیں، الاس دیتی ہیں اور جیون کو ایک سچی جو راہ ہے اس پر چلا رہی ہے. تو آج آپ سب بھائی بہنیں جو اس ہال کے اندر بیٹھے ہیں یا اٹھ کر کے بھی چلے گئے ہیں، سبھی کو وشیش روپ سے آج کے بابا کی اس پدرہ منی کے اپلکش میں سب کو کوٹی کوٹی مبارک ہے، مبارک ہے، مبارک ہے. اوم شانتی.
اور اب آدرنیے برج موہن بھائی اپنے من کی بھاونائیں پریرناؤں کے روپ میں ہم سبھی کے سمکش رکھیں گے. انوروھ کرتی ہوں آدرنیے برج موہن بھائی سے.
اوم شانتی. سبھی کرناٹک نواسی ڈائمنڈ ہال میں پدھارے ہوئے سہودرا سہودریوں کو میری بہت بہت یاد پیار ہو. آج ہمارے پیارے بابا نے ہم کو کہا اپنے سمان کو یاد کرو، چاہے میرا چھوٹے سے چھوٹا بچہ ہے اس کا سمان اتنا شریشٹھ ہے کہ بڑے سے بڑا وگیانک ہو، بڑے سے بڑا مہاتما ہو، سیٹھ ہو یا سنت ہو، اتنی چھوٹی سی بات کو نہیں جانتے کہ میں ایک جیوتی سروپ آتما ہوں. اور میرا چھوٹے سے چھوٹا بچہ بھی اس بات کو جانتا ہے، اور میرے بچے جو ہیں پوجیہ ہیں، پوجنیہ ہیں، آدھار مورت ہیں. اس لیے بابا کہتے ہیں اپنے اس سمان میں رہو، اور ویسے تو بے فکر ہیں، پھر بھی کسی کو کوئی بگن ہو، کوئی فکر ہو تو فخر والے کو فکر نہیں ہوتا، تو اپنے سارے فکر بابا کو دے دو. بابا کہتا ہے میں ساگر ہوں، سب میں سنبھالوں. ساری مرلی آپ نے سنی، انت میں بابا نے کیا کہا کہ آپ بچوں کا کام ہے دعائیں دینا اور دعائیں لینا، اور یہ کام ہم نے دیکھنا ہے کہ ہم یہ کام کرنا شروع کیا ہے، اور اس کے لیے وردانی سروپ جو ہمارے وردان ہیں उनको अपनी स्मृति और स्वरूप में रखना है। तो इसलिए प्यारे बहनों और भाइयों, बाबा ने कर्नाटक वालों को कहा कि तुमको बहुत सारे, कितने सारे बाबा के बच्चे विशेष लाने हैं, लाए भी हैं, अगली बारी और ज्यादा लाने हैं। और टीचर्स को बाबा ने विशेष तौर पे, मेरे गुरु भाई हैं तो टीचर्स के लिए बाबा ने कहा कि टीचर की बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेवारी होती है। टीचर में स्टूडेंट जो है वो बाबा को देखते हैं, बाबा के चरित्रों को देखते हैं। बाकी आप सब मुरली अभी आपको कल मिलेगी, उसको पढ़ के हम इसको आत्मसार करेंगे। आप सबका बहुत बहुत खुश चेहरा देख के हम भी खुश हो रहे हैं, और जो भी इस टीवी को देख रहे होंगे वो भी खुश होंगे। ओम शांति शांति शांति।
ओम शांति। अभी हम सभी 3 मिनट बाबा की याद में बैठेंगे। जगी